الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the heavens and the earth, at that time already Allah had decreed that there will be 12 months in the year. Our calendar was not just made up by somebody, Allah made our calendar also. Yeah, we have come into the new year. Today is the 2nd of Muharram, the year 1434. So we have come into a new year and we should be conscious about this. When, unfortunately, the English New Year, Gregorian New Year, in January, the whole world knows about it. Every Muslim also. But when our Islamic New Year comes, how many of us are conscious? And this we should be very, very conscious about it. And Allah Ta'ala has made this at the time when He created the heavens and the earth. He fixed 12 months. Where the 12 months are calculated by the moon, according to Islamic calendar, our months are by the moon. Or the Gregorian calendar, which is calculated by the rotation of the sun. Even that, it makes it 12 months, and this also 12 months. Also, this, the creation of time, we should ponder of that also. That time, we just take it for granted. I was born on so-and-so date. I'm here doing my studies for so many years, so many months, whatever it is. I've booked my ticket to go back home on this date. But this is all a great creation of Allah Ta'ala. And we should recognize and acknowledge this great qudrat of Allah, that Allah has created something like time. And then another very great qudrat of Allah and ni'mat of Allah, He gave us the measurement of time. Like we say, Bayan will start at 12:15. Now this 12:15 didn't just come out like that. Allah gave us this measurement of time. Otherwise, if there was no measurement of time and we couldn't tell one another that what time will be namaz, what time, when will be exams, when will the first term start, when will it end, if we didn't have any measurement of time, and how should we manage all our affairs? So we should think of the qudrat of Allah, the ni'mat of Allah, and use it then in the pleasure of Allah. Don't use this time also in the displeasure of Allah. And the measurement of time also, don't use that either in the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala. So especially now when the new year has started, it should remind us of this great occasion. Then, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, the Christian calendar, as we call it, the Gregorian calendar, was being used. And when Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu became the Khalifa, he felt that we are a unique and different nation. And our calendar should be also, we should have our own calendar also. And we should use our own calendar. For that, he made mashura with the Sahaba ikram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum that when should our calendar start? Because every calendar starts with some great occasion. Like the Christian calendar starts with the birth of Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. Therefore, we have BC before Christ. That is the period before Isa alayhi salatu wassalam came. There is the year 2012. So it's 2012 years since the birth of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu also made mashura with the Sahaba, when should our calendar start? With the birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, with the first revelation of the Quran Sharif when it was first revealed, various aspects were put forward. But the most greatest thing they gave importance to was the hijrat. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam migrated, made hijrat from Makkah Sharif and came to Medina Sharif. That was the real open change of in that had come in the world. And that is now 1434 years, or rather 1433 years completed since the time of the Hijrat. And this Hijrat brought a great change in the whole world. And it show this was after the Hijrat that Islam spread in the whole world. In Makkah Sharif, Muslims were suppressed. In Medina Sharif, then Muslims lived a free life. And they established the whole of deen. Not only what we think as deen today, we only think of deen as ibadat. Then very little muamalat that we accept that is also part of deen. That is our financial and business transactions. Then as far as muasharat is concerned, how to live, how to interact, that we don't even think that Islam has given us any direction. And then as far as akhlaq is concerned, and another very great important aspect, what is called the Islamic Khilafat. That is how the Muslim country must be ruled. That also Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam in 10 short years established all of that and put the foundations of all of this. So this Hijrat was the turning point. And it is also another great lesson for us to learn that whenever this new year comes, what do we call our Islamic year? Like the English year, we call it 2012. The Christian era, the Christian year, our Islamic, we call it Hijri. So it should remind us of Hijrat. That this Hijrat brought about a great change. And we should make Hijrat in our lives also. Which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, Al-Muhajir man hajara ma nahallahu anhu. A real Muhajir is that person who makes Hijrat and turns away from all the things Allah has made haram. Like in every aspect of our life, there is a time that we reflect, ponder, and take stock of ourselves. A businessman, at the end of his financial year, he takes stock, he has his balance sheet drawn up, and then he checks whether I made a profit, I made a loss. A student, at the end of his academic year, he has his examinations, and then he sees his marks, how did I do in this world? Every person sees. So for a Muslim, this now, when a new year has started, as a Muslim ummah, we should see for ourselves. Every individual on his birth date and year also, we should consider how many of us know our Islamic birth dates. This is also very, very important. We are Muslims. How come we don't know our Islamic birth date? The English birth date we know. Have we got more allegiance to the English calendar, to the Christian calendar, than the Islamic calendar? Haven't we got a calendar of our own? We should be knowing our own date first of all. So that is very, very important also. And all other important dates in today, very, very common, almost 99.9%. We ask students or ulama, when did you graduate? Immediately they will blurt out the English year. And you ask them the Islamic year, they are lost. They don't know the Islamic year. Even if we as the ulama, we don't even know the year which we graduated in Islamic year. And if you tell somebody the Islamic year, that person is dumbfounded. He doesn't know what's happening. What's this what you're talking about? And for a Muslim, our Islamic things that we don't know about, it's a sad reflection of our affiliation and our allegiance to our deen. English year we know properly, but Islamic year we don't know at all, and we are lost when this is spoken about. So this is very, very important, and this should remind us of that. And the main thing that we should make hijrat of all the wrong that we were doing in the past year. Consider what weaknesses did I have. Weaknesses in my iman, weaknesses in my namazes, in my Islam, my character, my akhlaq, lot of anger I've got, lot of pride I've got, doing things for show, for name, fame, wanting praises all the time from people, etc. Whatever wrong, make hijrat from that and go to the correct side. And our kalima, la ilaha illallah, one of the great muraqabas, very, very great muraqaba, when making zikr of la ilaha illallah, that with la ilaha, I'm vacuuming, I'm taking out from my heart all the wrong thing. Pride I've got, anger I've got, I'm taking it out, and the heart is on the left side, slightly to the left. So take it out from there and throw it away on this side here. And with illallah, put the right thing inside. Now I'll do things only for Allah's pleasure. Now I'll bring humbleness in myself. A person who makes zikr like that even 10 times a day. Our floor, our carpet, you vacuum it one time and it becomes clean. And we use what kind of vacuum cleaner? Electrolux, Sunbeam, so many different names of vacuum cleaners. But the vacuum cleaner of the heart is the kalima la ilaha illallah. How powerful isn't that kalima? Won't it clean our hearts? And we vacuum it 10 times a day. If we do it 100 times, what to say? How pure won't that heart become? So anyway, make that muraqabah that we are making hijrat from my past wrong life. Whatever bad habits I've got, looking at movies, contacting girls, etc. Whatever wrong I've done, make that muraqabah and take it out. And this is an ideal occasion that we have come into a new year and we are turning a new leaf. We are changing our lives now. And we are going now to a better life. We are going, each one of us, we are going closer to our qabr. That now I'm going more closer to my qabr. So I must change my life, correct it. I must improve it. And those who are good, mashallah, must better it even more. So if we keep this in mind, we would, this reminder that it's a new Islamic year, and it's the year, the Islamic year is of hijrat, and I have to make hijrat. And what hijrat? Which the Hadith Sharif says, Al-Muhajir man hajara ma'anahallahu an. So all this we should try and keep in mind at this time. Keep in mind that Allah has created time for us. Keep in mind that Allah has given us the measurement of time. And make shukr to Allah. And use His ni'mats as He wants us to use it. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, first, Fadhkuruni. And then afterwards Allah says, Washkuruli. So every ni'mat of Allah, think of Allah Ta'ala first. That Allah has given us this ni'mat. Then use it correctly and then make shukr to Allah for giving that ni'mat. What a wonderful sequence we have been given. Similarly, when we eat food also, Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amana wa saqana. And then when we have got that strength from that food, now waja'alana min al-muslimin. That now make us of those who submit to your commandments. There are various other interpretations. One beautiful interpretation is this, that we have got the strength which you gave us. Now let us use it for your pleasure, O Allah. So Allah gave us this time. Allah gave us this measurement of time. Acknowledge it, understand it, realize it. Make your affiliation and your connection with Allah. What a great Allah. How great is not His Qudrat. The Qudrat of Allah, whenever you think of it, think of three aspects. One is the Kamali Qudrat of Allah. The perfection of Allah's Qudrat. That how Allah has created time and how perfectly Allah has created the measurement of time. This morning, sunrise time. Yeah, in Azadville, at what moment it was. 100 years ago, it was also at that moment. And 100 years from now, it will be at that moment. There will be no change in it. In fact, we set our watch. The people who work on the time, international time, they set it. Once we were on a ship and we saw that one particular work that the one department was given when the sun rose, because you can see it very clearly on the sea. They made a note of that. The watches are set. The sun does not rise according to our timetable and our watches. But our watches are set according to sunrise and sunset. How perfectly Allah's system is, we set our watches according to that. We make our timetables according to that. So perfect is the system of Allah. So make little fikr fadhkuruni. Then this time that Allah has given us and the measurement of time, use it in the obedience and the pleasure of Allah. And in that is true shukr. shukr, what our amal. Make verbal shukr also. So anyway, this is a great turning point for all the Muslims, a new year in our life. Let us change our lives accordingly also, and also think of the hijrat. The hijrat the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum made was no small sacrifice. What a great sacrifice. Yeah, many of us also, you made a small hijrat. You have come, for example, now that we have come to the masjid, we'll have the comforts of our rooms, of our houses. We have come to study. Students have left their homes. Students have come from overseas. But in our mind, not at the back, but in the front of our mind, our home is there still. We know so and so date, we will be returning again. We have the hope, whatever happens in between, Allah knows. But we hope, and we have booked our tickets, I'll be going home. Sahaba, radiallahu anhu, when they made hijrat, they, and when we came here, we made an application. We went on the website. We found out from friends what is the madrasa like. We had some itminan. I know where I'm going to. I know what's going to happen. Sahaba left everything. No return ticket. Nothing whatsoever. Whatever their possessions, whatever they could take, they took. The rest, their house, their business, whatever it was. Blind Sahaba, radiallahu anhum, who knew the roads in Makkah Sharif, how to walk, they knew where to turn, everything. And they're going into a complete strange place where they'll have to relearn everything again. And then they were going to Medina Sharif. There was no house booked for them. There was no hotel booked for them. There was no, now that they have come, now they're just going to be, everything will be found here. No, a complete new life they had to go into. And they also knew that in Medina Sharif, that we will be Muslims there. And then the whole world's alliance turned against the Muslims and tried and annihilate them. What a sacrifice they had made. So let us also make some small sacrifice. At least, if not physically, Allah made everything easy for us. We know we are here. We know when we go home, our parents are there, our house is there. We know exactly our flights are booked. People will come pick us up at the airport. Everything is arranged. But mentally, psychologically, let us make sacrifices of whatever wrong we are doing particularly. And the main hijrat is to make hijrat from haram. Whatever haram is in our lives, each one should see, and we should make hijrat from that. Hadrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam told Hadrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, ittaqil maharim takun a'bad al-nas. Stay away from haram things, and you will be counted by Allah ta'ala amongst those who make the most ibadat. Though you won't be making ibadat, you just stayed away from haram. Allah will give you the reward more than those who have made lot of ibadat. You will be counted amongst those who made the most ibadat. Staying away from haram is the greatest reward. It is like our Shaykh Damat Barakatum puts it in a very beautiful way, that there will be no factory owner, shop owner, boss who tells his workers that those who don't work will get the most wages. Nobody in the world will do that. If you don't work, they'll catch you by the ear and put you outside. But Allah has, through His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said that those who don't work to make guna is also work. Those who don't make guna, I will give them the most wages. So that is the greatest ibadat and the greatest hijrat, to stay away from all haram. So this is that great occasion. Then the month of Muharram itself, it comes from the word, there are different root words from which it is, the ulama have said it comes. One is that it is the month that has made all the haram things for us haram in our lives. And the other is the month of ihtiram and respect. Our year starts with the year of respect and ihtiram. And the English year, as the Pakistan, India people say that it starts with, they pronounce it January. And Janwar is an animal. So the year that starts with a Janwar, with animalism, which ends off then in December with all liquor, Christmas parties, And with all the evil, the more crime that takes place, the more robberies that take place, and the police hands are full over Christmas weekend, New Year weekend, the parties that take place, the drinking that take place. So when it started with animalism, the end is quite natural, it will be like that. Our year started with ihtiram, muharram, with great respect. And where does it end then? First comes Ramadan, Shaban, Ramadan, and then Hajj, and then sacrifice for Allah Ta'ala. So our year ends on such a great note. It started with respect and honor. So if we have respect and honor in ourselves, the end of our lives will also be with such great honor. If we respect our health, we don't smoke, we don't take drugs, alcohol, all the other things. We don't destroy our health with illicit sex and then getting HIV, getting AIDS, etc. We respect ourselves. We respect the time Allah has given us. We respect our parents. We respect the madrasa, the ustads, everything. We come to the masjid, we respect the masjid. What has to be done in the masjid? Tilawat, dua, namaz, etc. We do all those things. The result at the end will be so great and so honorable also. So this is a month of great respect and honor also. It is the month that has made all the Islam is that religion that has made only the things that were very harmful for us, made it haram for us. Things that were bad and harmful to us, Allah made that haram. For the Jewish people, for example, because of their disobedience, good things which were healthy and good for them, but also Allah Ta'ala made it haram as a punishment. For Allah has not made anything haram for us as a punishment. But what was bad for us, that Allah has made haram for us. Really, there is no greater, if we can only appreciate this beautiful deen Allah has given us. And we make our lives, only goodness will come into our lives. So this wonderful deen Allah Ta'ala has given us. When Nabiya Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam came to Medina Sharif, he found that the Jews were fasting on the 10th of Muharram. So he asked them, how come you are fasting? What is the fast about? They said, this was the day that Allah had given Musa alayhi salatu wasalam salvation from the clutches of Fir'aun. And the Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, we are more worthy to appreciate the favors of Allah on Musa alayhi salam than you. Because they had changed their religion. They were feigning allegiance to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, to the Torah. Whereas a Muslim really practices today also much, much more than what the Jews practice on the Torah and what the Christians practice on the Bible. What Allah has given us, a summary of all that, we practice on all that, all those 10 commandments and everything. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, we are more worthy that we should also appreciate. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, we will also keep this roza. And for the next year, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, it is another very important point that if I live till next year, then I will keep the 9th also, or the 11th also. So see, even in our deeni matters, which are deeni, religious matters, but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, we must differentiate from the Jews and Christians. We must not be like them in any way. Even in ibadat, we must not be like them. And Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam was a great Nabi of Allah. Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam was a very great Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. But yet, we must not follow in their ways in anything. Then yeah, consider ourselves, how much don't we copy in their ways? Whatever it can be, our dressing. Don't just think now that we are now for Jummah year, etc. But think when it's holidays, especially for the students, for many other people, the weekend, what will their dressing be? Jummah, we dress like super Muslims. But when it comes to the weekend, we go to other places, then again we change like chameleons we are. And a person, a rolling stone, gathers no moss. There is no value of that person who changes all the time. A person who is your friend now he's not your friend, now he's your enemy's friend, you don't like that person. So if we also show allegiance to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to Islam, then we change again. Now we become like the Western people. We become like dunya's people. Our clothes change. Our habits change. That hasn't got any value. We should be steadfast on our deen. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us and said, Khaliful Yahuda wa Nasara. They're to go oppose the ways of the Yahud and the Nasara. We have been given a beautiful, clear way. Why must we choose an inferior? Their ways are not only inferior. Their ways are abrogated and cancelled also. Their ways are, compared to Islam, very low. Allah has given us the most superior. In our deen, al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. Our deen has been perfected and has been completed. And Allah has referred to it as His very special favor. Wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati. And my special favor, my ni'mat, I've completed it upon you. So that way of life. So we should try and keep roza on the 10th of Muharram. And then add one roza to it, the 9th and the 10th. Or the 10th and the 11th, so that we oppose the ways of the Yahud, that they used to keep Roza on the 10th. Another great lesson that we learn from here, that ni'mats which Allah give us, blessings which Allah favors us with, one is to make shukr, and shukr, in every case it is to make shukr. And shukr is of different ways. One is like we feast, like for example a person got married, in the happiness, we have a walima. A child is born. Then in the happiness, you have aqiqa. But there is also another way of showing our appreciation and making shukr. Not only by feasting, but by fasting also. Like Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, when he got his citizenship for Saudiya, and he was so happy to stay right near Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and for how many years Hazrat stayed there near. In shukr, he kept 40 days rozas, to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And the real celebration of the Quran Sharif, Ramzan, is a month of the celebration of the great gift of the Quran Sharif. And in order to celebrate it, Allah did not keep feasting and partying, but Allah gave us fasting. This fasting is actually to show our appreciation that, Ya Allah, you gave us this great kitab, the Quran Sharif. And then at night, by reciting it in Taraweeh, and listening to it, reading it with fervor and enthusiasm, and listening to it also with fervor and enthusiasm. And the greatest thing is to make amal on it. So this, we should try and appreciate that also, and we should, this roza we should keep for the favor of Allah Ta'ala upon Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and many other favors which Allah had bestowed mankind on the 10th of Muharram. And to differentiate from other people, we should keep the two rozas, 9 and 10, or 10 and 11. So this is a wonderful occasion for a lot of reflection, for a lot of correction of our life, and for a clear vision of what we have to do in the future. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bless us with these realities. Let us not live just like zombies and we're just going through this time and we don't even know a new year has come and we don't even take any cognizance of the creation of time, the measurement of time, where we're just passing like nothing to do with anything, like some wild beast or something. No, let us be conscious and take cognizance of this, appreciate and be thankful to Allah Ta'ala. وآخر دعوانا لله